morning I'd like to preach about what we've been seeing around our country, kind of the division in our country, and in a special way I want to talk about racism today. First, we know that Jesus told us the two commandments after the 600 some laws in the Old Testament, and somebody asked him, you know, what is the first commandment? And Jesus actually gave two of them, and we've heard this one before. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you remember, we focused in Lent. Now, we weren't there physically with each other the whole season of Lent, but our focus was to love our neighbor. And as we've seen around our country of the division, let's always remember that our neighbor is not just our same ethnicity. Our neighbors are around the world. If we're not physically with them, that our brothers and sisters, our Catholic and Christianity, is around the planet with different cultures, with different color of skin, with history, and we shall always love our neighbor as ourselves. And then we heard in this great, great wise passage in our responsorial psalm, this is chapter 25, good and upright is the Lord, thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. And we as Catholics in our community, following as Jesus Christ, we need to be the ones to lead. In a special way, when our country is polarized, when there is racism, or there are people that we don't treat like everyone else, no matter what ethnicity you're talking about. Again, to follow God and to good and upright is the Lord, that he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. Sometimes that goes beyond the average person we know or our best friends or our families, but to really treat our neighbors as our families, as our friends. We might meet them in a new way. We might not know their culture, their language. I just think about meeting people in Venezuela and Ghana, Africa. Totally different lives, totally different masses. The same mass, but in a lot of different worship and dancing and music. I'll never forget in Venezuela and Ghana, both places, it was like a party. People didn't sit in the same way. Here, everybody has their own pew kind of thing. Now, I think some people might be a little nervous because their pews are locked up right now. People would dance. I mean, it was like 15, 20 minutes to just do the collection because people in Ghana would dance around and they wouldn't just give money. I mean, they would give as much as they could, but they would give food. Chickens and eggs and so forth. It's totally different up here. Totally different, but the same mass with Jesus. And so we need to be good leaders, good examples of showing the love of all people, especially in our area that is really without diversity in different cultures. So if people are coming in new cultures and different types of life, we need to be the ones to show that. And finally, the last words we heard over all centuries, that Christians show their love beyond everything else. They can tell us if we're actually acting as Catholics and Christians, that people tell that there's something different about us. And if we don't see that, if you don't see that, you're not acting like a Christian or a Catholic. I would challenge everybody right now on Facebook or seeing public things, seeing bad things. I'd go face to face and say, that's wrong. unless they love their neighbor as their self. And that's our mission, not just International Falls and Northern Minnesota, not in our state, not in our country, or on the dang planet. Because God has chosen all of us to follow Him, be in His family, to be in His kingdom. And if we're not doing that with our brothers and sisters that are on the outside, in places that they're not helped, they're not served, just as us, we must be like Jesus. Not as the server, but those to be the serving.